Hi, my name is Devin Lemahue, and I don't believe in democracy. In fact, I don't want to play by any of the rules of democracy and will gladly put my name on the fall of it just so that my friends and my dictator friends can have all the power to do absolutely nothing with it. I'm not really sure what we're going to do, but we're going to do it, and at least those other people aren't going to do it. Just like we're going to run just like Ron Johnson is running, because God forbid somebody else has any ideas, because we don't. We have no ideas. But if anybody else proposes an idea and it works, well, we're going to be screwed. That's pretty much it. That they have no ideas. I have no ideas. I will come forth with no actual proposals to help anybody at all, despite the entire state telling me 80 to 70% otherwise. I'm going to do whatever I want. For what purpose? Because I want to do... I can't let the other person have a good idea, because if they have a good idea, they might start saying that those people should do stuff. And I can't have that. Why can't we have that? Because then they'll win, and I'll lose, and I can't stand losing, because I'm Devin Lemahue, and I pronounce my name like an idiot.
Folks,
let's move on. Let's take some calls.
Hang on. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm going to 100% take credit for the angry version of Fancy Brian that took place today.
You planted the seed saying that you were going to be angry, and now I'm mad.
I wanted to be the angry one, and then I told you all of the stories that have happened while you were unplugged recovering from COVID this last week, and I think I overloaded you.
I am a little bit on edge.
A little bit, man. I'm trying to be the calm one, because this was me in our prep call earlier today.
You said a lot of things you couldn't say on the air.
Yes, yeah. Mine was not FCC friendly. So I'm glad that you were able to monitor yourself, because earlier I was not. And I overloaded you, and I apologize. But like you said, let's get to the phone lines. We got Dick from Madison. Dick, what are your thoughts on the headlines of the day?
Welcome back, Brian. Well, one thing you got to give Republicans credit for, the electorate is very gullible. And by that, I mean, look at what we did with Trump. Look what we did here with Walker all those years. And unfortunately, I don't see things getting much better, because they found a way to make a small version of the electorate out there just believe that, oh, you're the most downtrodden on earth. And we all are, elitists like Trump, who was running, and all these power people in the state of Wisconsin like Voss. They don't, like you guys are saying, they don't do a darn thing for anybody. If the Democrats could figure out a way to flip this on them and just show them, okay, are you still mad? You're mad as hell about things not getting done? It's not the person at the top here, Tony Evers. It's all these people that you have voted for in the lower end of state government in this gerrymandered state that are doing this to you. Stand up and actually read something, look at something going on around you. Mostly they've dumbed down the electorate, and that's why we're where we're at, as far as I'm concerned.
Dick, you've calmed my rage. You've calmed my rage, but you've sparked a depression. Because, again, you've brought up my least favorite point to make, but I'm pretty darn sure about it. The problem with gerrymandering, and the reason why it works, is because people vote that way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. I looked at Ron Johnson made his announcement, and he broke his word. He said he's not going to run again, and he is. And he also said we run, ads on this air over and over again. He said Biden won.
Yeah.
He had more votes than Trump.
Yeah,
but if you look on his reelection page, there are people there like, if you believe that Biden won, then you're an idiot. And I go, well, then you must think Ron Johnson's an idiot, because he said that Biden won.
He's also still got on his page from the 2016 election that Russ Feingold was a career politician, and that running for more than two terms was bad, and he's still got all of those things up on his campaign site.
It's
so
still on his website.
My problem with Ron Johnson is his terrible stance on addressing the pandemic, on vaccines, on pretty much everything else. There's a number of things that you can get mad at Ron Johnson for. So my thought is smorgasbord, all of them. We use them all against him in his reelection campaign here in 2022.
I'm just saying, and I can pinpoint the time that he became a different person, and that was the July 4th meeting in Russia. He went to Moscow on July 4th a couple years ago, and he stopped being the same senator that we had met with in person, who disagreed with us principally, but at least was a regular human being and accepted the same reality as we did.
Interesting.
He became a different person going to Moscow and coming back.
Hmm.
Well, 100%. I saw it in person.
For a 100% human being that we can talk to, we got Jake from Milwaukee giving us a call. Jake, what's on your mind today?
Mark my words, they're going to do whatever they can to steal statewide elections. Steal, I mean, not just gerrymandering or whatever the case is, but I mean, like, actually going into areas where they can get control of them and change the votes, because that's what they're going to do. Because
Jake,
I've been saying this for a long
time. Why do you think they accuse us of doing all that stuff? Because that's the stuff that they have thought of doing, and they realize that we're actually capable of doing things, but none of us have ever thought of that. I've never thought about, oh, let's try and steal an election. I'd rather win an election outright. Because guess what?
That gives
you an actual mandate.
Remember, like, just a couple of weeks, you know, for last year, they tried to, COVID Senator Jacques, who don't have sex with turtles, cow guy, and a bunch of other people in Wisconsin actually were going out of their way to commit fraud.
They became false electors. They actually became false electors for Trump that is actually committing fraud.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It's have to protest too much or whatever the saying.
They protest way too much.
Yeah, they protested way too much. Terry, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Northwoods, Terry?
Yeah, I pretty much, Fancy Brian, I share in anger. I share what Dick said about the dumbed-down electorate. It's so frustrating. This state is just slipping away with the gullibility that I see out there. It's very, very depressing. I'm 66. I've never seen it like this. So this is hard for me to grasp from 2010 forward.
And you've actually seen rational Republicans who you disagree with but also don't want to see democracy destroyed.
Of course, Brian.
They exist, man. They exist. There's also progressive Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm going to correct. We appreciate the call, Terry. I'm going to correct you on that, though. They may have used to exist, but apparently the only state elected official. Kathy Bernier, Senator Bernier from the Chippewa Falls area, Chippewa County. She is now retiring because...
Are you serious?
Yeah, she announced over the... Yep, see? You missed so much while you're gone.
Are you kidding me?
She is not running for re-election this fall.
Oh my God! Jeff Flake, we'll see you later. Bye.
Exactly. So we used to have Republicans that would stand up for democracy, but apparently...
Fast was that?
Yeah, and she contends...
And Aaron Rodgers complains about the woke mob? And
she contends it wasn't Gableman.
Again?
She contends it wasn't Gableman, but she's not running for re-election. She's going off into the sunset. So the Republicans that stand up to the nonsense that is being pushed by the outskirts, the representative Ranthams, is being pushed to the center, and any of the actual Republicans that would stand up to it are leaving for greener pastures. So, folks,
I'll get you guys a palate cleanser tomorrow. Look up $1 grilled cheese.
Fair enough. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of this show, check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. See you tomorrow.